The new year is here, and with each passing new year, we experience change. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest on Issues of the Environment this morning is Evan Pratt. Now, Evan is Washtenaw County's new Water Resources Commissioner. Evan won election in November, and he replaces Janice Bobrin, who has retired after 24 years in the position. Evan, good morning, and welcome to WEMU, and congratulations on the new position.
Good morning, David. Thank you, and thanks for having me in.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that over the past 24 years, in large part because of the efforts of Janice Bobrin, Washtenaw County has become a leader in water resource management, and I think we should pass along some thanks to her for the bar that she has set here locally.
Absolutely. Janice is well known throughout the state, not only in improving water quality, but actually she's just wrapping up, and I'll attend the final meeting of a group to find more funding to continue working on water quality for us all.
As you enter your new position, isn't that the greatest challenge? The responsibilities of the Water Resource Management Program are becoming greater with each passing year, and yet the budget continues to dwindle.
Absolutely. Everybody I know in public works, and that's quite a few people actually, has been talking about doing more with less for 7-8 years. And almost every seminar that I've attended, every training that I've helped put on, focuses on just that. How can we get more done with limited funds, but how can we also make sure we spend those funds wisely, effectively, and measurably?
You're just getting into the position now, but in your initial review of where we are at in Washtenaw County, how are we doing? Are we just trying to maintain current systems, or are we able to grow and expand and improve our water resource management?
It's a little of both, and I think that's always good. Again, from a professional public work standpoint, you're always hoping you can get a little further ahead. What I have seen, though, looking at the monitoring data from the Huron River Watershed Council, the creeks in Washtenaw County are performing noticeably different than creeks in other counties. There's been a great volunteer effort. If anyone would like to see that information, they can go to www.hrwc.org. But the water quality has been improving under Janice's tenure, and I know it's a tough act to follow, but I'd like to continue to see it improve.
The Huron River, in many ways, is as healthy as it's been in decades.
It is. It still needs some work. There are still some state mandates to improve water quality for things like phosphorus, nitrogen, and what they call total suspended solids, which is basically dirt that pollutants latch on to.
So as you enter this first year, how are you going to spend your time initially?
Well, what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, even before I started, is talking with staff about what's working well. We want to continue those programs and continue to afford time to people who are doing a good job and getting positive feedback. Again, Janice Bobrin, in her 24 years as a good manager, has set up a great system with measurable performance goals inside our office, which includes even customer feedback surveys and how well are we performing. So that's goal one, and it sounds like there's a lot of programs going on that I need to help people continue doing well. Goal two is to reach out to all of the communities in the county, the county agencies such as the Road Commission, whom I'm meeting with this afternoon, and talk about collaboration. We regularly meet with the Road Commission, and there's a standing offer every election cycle to go out to any township, city, village that would like to hear more about what the Water Resources Office does and how we could collaborate a little bit better, whether it's sharing equipment to save money or coming up with innovative programs that leverage the folks who are already out at a local agency on a stream reporting stuff to us. Any of those things would be great to collaborate on.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment, and this morning we're talking with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt about environmental conditions in Washtenaw County and what the year ahead may bring. Evan, you talked about collaboration. How would you rate the collaboration between municipalities, local governments, and interested and stakeholders in preserving and taking care of and improving our waterways?
Well, the good news, David, is I've never really heard anybody say we ought to be dumping more pollution into the waterways. So that's a great start. I think everyone generally tends to be enthusiastic. The rubber, of course, hits the road when you talk about how much is it going to cost, how strongly is a community's are a community's residents engaged in trying to improve pollution? My experience has been folks who live closest to the water are most highly motivated to invest some of their own personal time and energy into seeing things improve, whether it's for flooding or for water quality improvements. So it's a mixed bag, and I'll learn more and more. I know Pittsfield Township has already reached out to me and indicated they'd like to get together. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be sitting down talking a little bit more about what can we do in the big picture. Likewise, the River Raisin Watershed Council, which is most of what's south of I-94 and west of US 23, actually drains to a different place than the Huron. We've got a couple of other rivers that some parts of the county drain to, and we're looking to be as actively engaged as we possibly can.
What about our sewer system? In many cases, and many communities are dealing with aging infrastructure that is going to need to be addressed. And with reduced revenue sharing, local governments cannot do it.
Well, David, that's a great point. And anybody out there who knows me knows that I could go for about 3 hours on that topic. But the long and short of it is, I guess, folks, if you're out there listening and you haven't thought much about how does your tap turn on? What happens when you drain the tub? There's basically three systems of pipes under the ground. One brings water you can drink to your house. One takes away wastewater from your house. And then a third system takes away the rainwater that hits the ground. Well, when those systems get co-mingled, that's where we have problems and sewer overflows, particularly after rains. When rainwater gets into our sewer systems, overflows into the rivers and streams, you get beach closings, you get warnings not to get in the river, and that's just not a pleasant situation for anybody when you really think about it. It's extremely expensive. I'd guess Michigan's probably spent $5 or $6 billion in the past 20 years. But the good news is there's still grants and funding out there to reduce that. And in fact, I'm working on a project now that's a continuation of about $17 million that the Water Resources Office has obtained in federal grants to improve water quality at the most basic level right in town. Over at Leslie Golf Course on Traver Creek, there's some major improvements being done to reduce the pollution there. So it's a continual game to find funding sources and show measurable improvements in water quality and just reduce the number of times. You'll never eliminate flooding, but reduce the number of times that you see sewage overflows and just yard flooding for folks, too.
Well, water quality is a community in Denver, and we all have a stake in trying to protect and preserve the quality of our water. So with that in mind, as our time concludes together, what are some few basic tips that we can take as individual residents to better ensure the future quality of our water?
Sure. I've got a couple of quick, simple items, but if people would like to see a longer list, they could go to the county's website, www.ewashtenaw.org, and just Google on a program called RiverSafe. And that helps walk people through a lot of things they could do. It also gets you a little bit of a break if you're an Ann Arbor resident on your stormwater utility to go through just a simple Q&A poll. But two things that I usually suggest to people is, one, pull onto the lawn if you like to wash your car.
Keeps it out of that storm sewer.
Absolutely. Phosphorus is one of the three main pollutants, and soap generates phosphorus. So keep it out of the storm drains.
All those algae blooms you see, that's where they come from.
That's right. And secondly, you know, I always scratch my head when I see somebody watering their lawn. Nothing against folks who want a nice lawn, but why would you want to spend money to create more work for yourself, David?
And that is certainly a suggestion that will meet with mixed response. But, Evan, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new position. We'll look forward to conversations as we move forward through this year and on into the future.
Great. Thank you for your time this morning, and thanks to all those listeners that have contributed to WEMU's Jazz Music and Blues.
That is Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. I'm David Fair, and we invite you to join us again next week for another installment of Issues of the Environment during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.